Okay, so I'm still here at the Megas, and I'm talking to Steve Milbourne from Sony Music. And do you just want to tell me a bit about yourself and your colleague, introduce yourself and your colleague Phil here?
Yeah, sure. My name's Steve, I work for Sony Music. I'm here with my creative partner from Sony, Phil, who is also a judge on this year's Megas Awards. What we were going to do was just describe him for everyone who's never met him before. He's wearing a fine, fine vintage suit. He's got some very nice sort of burgundy, shiny loafer shoes on, a nice striped shirt, and also he's wearing a cravat, which is often a good talking point.
Oh, totally.
And it looks a little bit like your shirt as well, I have to say.
Oh, well, my shirt's paisley, viewers, listeners.
Many people would say that he is a handsome man. Many.
And where did the inspiration for the cravat come from, Phil?
Well, essentially, the cravat is a much underappreciated piece of neckwear. You know, many people like to wear a tie, go without a tie. But, you know, no one wears a cravat, so I wear a cravat. And when I come to events where I don't know anyone, people come and talk to me because I'm wearing a cravat. So it's an excellent way to generate conversation.
No, I think it's brilliant. And where do you purchase your cravats then, or are they bespoke?
That's actually top secret information, because if I told you that, I would have to terminate the interview. So, yeah, I get them from a specialist source, shall we say.
They're not just any old cravat, they're Marks and Spencer's cravats.
I didn't know Marks and Spencer's did cravats.
I think you'll find, have you ever been to Kensington High Street Marks and Spencer's? Very posh. Posher than your normal Marks and Spencer's. I mean, we've got a McDonald's that has a grand piano in it. That's how posh Kensington High Street is.
Yeah. And what about your outfit then? Where did you throw this number together from, Steve?
Most of my outfit was bought from second-hand shops in need of the homeless and needy. Most of it's made from pure hemp. There's no leather here.
That is so not true. I can see that you're wearing leather shoes.
No. They are not leather. They're leather effect. Most of this is made from naturally dyed hemp, which is made in a village in India, which is a conservation for homeless people and needy people. And I just threw this together. It was pretty good.
And is this the kind of thing that you wear down at Sony?
No, I don't normally wear this sort of thing down at Sony, actually.
What do you normally wear then?
Well, it depends. It depends. Depends how I feel. It depends on my mood. You know, could be anything. I tend to wear different clothes every day.
And obviously you've come along here this evening, and what's your kind of involvement with the awards?
Phil and myself, we won Best Advertising Campaign last year for our work with AC/DC. And this year, Phil's been invited to be a judge. And so we're just here checking it out, and we just watched the interview, asked a few questions. There's a lot of good free drink. There's a triple distilled vodka. And there was a woman here who obviously works for the vodka brand, who's very good at selling it. So, yeah, it's been good.
All right, thank you very much.